Blog Talk Radio.
What is up? What's happening? What's happening? What is up? This is Stacey Johnson, and today on Black People Business Wednesday, on Friday, we're talking about money. We're talking about black people and money and black people. Thank you for joining us, listening in whenever you do. This is a show that I've had off and on for quite some time, and you know it's always good to serve people. I don't care what you go through, it's always good to serve people. And I guess that's how I was raised, because that's what I've spent about the past 20 years of my life doing. And no matter what I go through, it always comes back to it's always good to serve people. So Black People Business Wednesday on Friday could happen on any day. It could happen on a Wednesday. It could happen on a Tuesday. It happens when I feel good. And I feel really good today on this Friday. Business is good. Family is great. No, business is great. Family is great. Everything is great. And to serve is our ultimate purpose. The more you involve yourself in serving other people, the better you're going to be. So Black People Business Wednesday, for me, is about service to black people and to all people, people that need help, people that need money, people that need guidance, people that need strength, people that need love. That's what Black People Business Wednesday is all about. And I'm a black person. And my name is Stacey Johnson, and I am Jessica and Freddie and Chris's mom and Elijah's grandma and Mr. and Mrs. Johnson's child, youngest of 11, and I'll be 49 in December, and I'm happy about that. Today we're going to talk about money, because money, I found out, going from barely being able to afford a Motel 6 room and the internet at $299, to pretty much kick back, doing what I love, and knowing God is going to bless my business and my life. Again, from struggling and worrying to knowing. And once you know inside, then everything is good. We as black people, we're not taught to serve a God that's inside of us. We're taught to go on Wednesday, go on Sunday, go find God somewhere else. He is somewhere else. He is not in you. He's not there. He's not there because you're so sinful, there's no way he could be there. But we've been taught absolutely backwards. And my life and people that know me know how I live now, and it's worry-free and it's trouble-free, and that's how it should be for everybody. Black people are going to be the last people in America to know that. And I got to turn on my fan because I'm getting hot, and I hope that don't mess with the reception, but I'm getting hot. We're going to be the last people to know that we create our life by the things that we say and the things that we think. We're going to be the last people, because unless Pastor Whoop-de-Whoop ain't telling us on Wednesday and Sunday, there's no way we can believe that. We don't believe that everything that happens to us is because that's what we want to happen to us. So today on Black People Business Wednesday, on Friday, this is your life. This is your life. This is your life. This is the life that God gave you. God is not some far out thing that you have to reach for. God is a thing that is with you, that is nearer than your hands and feet, and he's inside of you. And when you understand that and you let go of all of the wrong ways that we were programmed to think, to rely on pastor, to rely, oh, I can't make no decision unless I talk to pastor, whoop-de-wop. No. Or my life's not going to be blessed if I don't give them 10%. No. All of that is a bunch of hogwash that never saved anybody and never will. The only thing that's going to save people is an understanding and a realization that God is within you. He's a good God. He works for you. He never works against you. And if anything ever in your life has worked against you, it is because you set that up for yourself or you let somebody else set it up. The best thing you can do for yourself is to get away from people and find a knowledge and a realization of the real God that is trying to find you. Black people got it all backwards. If pastor ain't telling us, oh, we got to worry about what mama think, and ain't nobody, all of that is backwards and wrong. God is within you. He's looking for you to find him within you. And, yeah, share your experience at church, but that is not a requirement. That is a requirement laid down by the hands of man, not by the word of God. As far as I knew, Christ, Jesus, as you know him, said you won't find God there. The kingdom of heaven is within you. How simple is that? It's wherever you go. So if you go to church and that church is real, well, whether it is real or not, it ain't got to be real. And if it's not real, you'll know. The kingdom of heaven is within you, black people. Money is within you. The kingdom of heaven is everything. Jesus is everything that you lack. If you are hungry, Jesus is food. If you are poor, Jesus is money. If you are sick, Jesus is health. All of that is within you. So when you begin to think and program your life and your mind to think only for the things that you want to see in your life, those are the things that you will see in your life. Every time, and I'm an expert. I call myself an expert at it because I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll just chant the words wealth because you're sending that signal to the universe. That's me, and it has to answer. It has to answer. You reap what you sow. So if you wake up saying, oh, I'm hungry, well, you ask these that, and you're going right back to sleep and you living in that because we program the world for us in our sleep. Before I go to sleep, I chant, I am, because that's God's name. And God answers to his name. He answers to those who call his name. I say, I am, Lord, in my dreamy, sleepy state, I am. And all the wonderful things that God is, I am. So when I wake up in the morning, I feel like a totally different person, like I'm walking on a totally different platform other than the one that the world has programmed for me. I can watch TV and it don't mean shit. That's just why I program my show for 3 o'clock. You know why? Because they put Sharpton on TV, MSNBC, to clown black people. America, it's all about clowning black people. And I'll give you a whole lot of examples if you do watch TV. And then when you see that shit again, you go back and think about it. Sharpton's number one. Sharpton. That dude don't know how to read, but every day he's in front of a teleprompter. And he don't believe in practice. Every day he mispronouncing his own name. Clown the black people. Put a man that can't read. Where's Jesse Jackson? There's a whole lot of other. And that real talking fast one, he just talk fast and want to rhyme. He don't have no purpose. All that shit you see on TV is programmable stuff for your mind. That's why I have it at 3. I don't even turn on my TV till after 3 because I know I watch MSNBC, but I don't watch it till after 3, after 4. I don't watch Sharpton because he can't read. Why you got him on there? He can't read just to give him a show. And everything about him, well, I remember when I was with them marching. I don't remember that. I don't remember it. It's all about clowning black people. And the more you do something other than kiss your own behind, you'll see that this country is all about clowning black people. See, and I was raised by a man and a woman that were proud to be black, that knew that the color of their skin didn't have nothing to do with who they were or who their children could grow up to be. But this country doesn't think that way. So every time I see something that's so stereotypical about black people, it eats me up. I think that's my mother inside of me. And so everything is about service. Everything is about service. My life is about service. Always has been and always will continue to be. And over these past couple of months, as my life's just been going higher and higher, I've been being blessed and blessed and blessed more and more. You know, I think back at my parents. Because if it wasn't for my parents and their refusal to just be the status quo when it came to being black in America, their refusal to have their children, being raised as some nigga children, that thinking being ignorant is fly. And they instilled that in me, especially because I was the latest. My dad was 52 and tired and very knowledgeable by the time his sperm made me. And I say the same thing about my mother. She was 42 years old. I imagine me having a kid. I'd be the smartest damn kid and the most disciplined kid on the face, and then that's me. And I thank God that my parents did it one more time and made me. So I have a duty to do. I act like my mother's still alive. If my mother saw the condition of black people today, she'd just be frustrated. She would be wondering why and how in her lifetime, in her child's lifetime, the one child that was born with civil rights, that's me. I was born after the civil rights shit passed. I was the only kid born with civil rights. How does it turn backwards? And I love my parents enough to say, you know what, your legacy going to go on through me, as I expect my legacy to go on through my kids, for all black people. The black people that are in power and that have money today should honestly be so ashamed of themselves. But maybe the first 100 years of black freedom in America just meant that black people walked around trying to be white. Maybe that's what it meant. We got years to go. I'm not even 50 years old. Maybe the next 100 years and the years that my grandson will see his grandkids alive, maybe those are the set of years when black people will wake their ass up and realize that they are the founding members, founding fathers of this country, and their ancestors, and the ones before that, and the ones before, we the founding fathers of this country, because it was not for a black person, this country would cease to have been. But we let white people walk all over us and walk over our kids. And we just accept anything in this country. And it's shameful. It's shameful. So all you can do is what you can do. And what I can do is let my voice be heard, because you know what? I was raised by a woman that if she thought something wasn't right, she didn't hold her tongue. And that's why, like I said, the only thing killed my mother was my sister. Because if she had somebody taking care of her, my mother would be alive today. Okay? Strong black woman. Okay? But I was the baby. Nobody listened to me. So I couldn't do nothing but watch. Okay? So I'm here to speak for my mother, for my father, and for everything that's good about black people. I got a list of black people I'm gonna contact, because you know people like Ron Dellum. I know black people don't know nobody but Puffy, Snoopy, and Jay-Z. I know y'all don't know nobody but them Negroes. But Ron Dellum was a man that was in, Tom was a major dude in Northern California in government, was he his congressman? Him, Shirley Chisholm. All those black people that was trying to keep it going in the 70s, that just, you know, they're the only ones that didn't get killed, I guess, during those kind of people, Bobby Seale, Shirley Chisholm, Ron Dellum, where are all of those people? I'd like to talk to all of those people and say, you know, look at the state. Nobody got to tell nobody black the state of black people in this country. When Martin Luther King was killed, he was killed because he was getting ready to tell you, to tell me how to be economically equal, how to do that. It just stopped. There's no reason that someone can come from another country 10 years ago and be more wealthy than I am, and I've been here 49 years. The whole premise behind America is that you got your people, immigrants got their people elected. They got their people elected. They got their people in there in government office, because once their people were in there, they made laws to pass for their people. And then their people began to be stronger and stronger in America. What we got? What the fuck do we have? We've been here forever. Where's our people? Where's our people? Some bullshit. Oh, go to church. Go to church. Grandma said go to church. God bless you in the mighty by and by. Bullshit. The kingdom of heaven is within you, not a far-off place once you're dead. Guess what? When you're dead, you're dead. So, now we're going to talk about black people business. Where's our people? Where's our people? Where's our black people in government? Everything I've seen about the 18, 1900s, immigrants, get their people elected. Get your people elected, because they're going to make sure laws are passed for you. They're going to make sure they lobby shit for you. Where's our people? So everybody with brown skin that's been in office, I say the last 30 years, leave. Leave. Go. Leave. Because you're conditioned to not do shit. Because if you wanted to do shit, it don't take but a minute. It don't take but one man and 1 minute. Look at Nelson Mandela. Look at Nelson. Oh, my God. Don't get me started. Look at Nelson Mandela. I'm going to write a letter to everybody black. That's all I'm going to put on there with my picture. Look at Nelson Mandela. Why y'all crying because he died? Why don't you try to be like him and free your damn people? Sorry, getting a check every month, ass. Because you're too busy trying to be like the people that enslaved you. And if you can't grin and run around and do the shit they do, you can't be there. And then you get caught up like Jesse Jackson Jr. with Michael Jackson's glove. Because he'd have been spending his goddamn money thinking he white. Oh, no, you're not white, nigga. We were getting ready to get caught. And we're going to catch a couple of white ones just to let y'all know you ain't finna do it either. Okay? Where's our people? Where's our people that ain't been sold out for a nickel? Anyway, black people, business. Well, now I'm mad. Now I'm mad. No, I'm not. Speaking of that, true story. My grandson, we listened to Michael Jackson. You know I'm bad. I'm bad. No, not Eli. You know I'm mad. I'm mad. He was singing for grandma. All right, we'll be back. I got funky donkey. No, what is it? Flying bass because... In my other life, when I didn't have 10 siblings, in that life, when I was just the only child of Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, they put me in music school, and I learned to play the bass, and I became a famous bass player. Black People Business Wednesday on Friday, and I was talking about black people, which I normally do. So black people, you know, we got to get our shit together. You know, I got at least another 50 years. I'm going to give myself 50 more years, 99. I'll give myself till 99. All right? So this is your life. A couple things you need to think about. A couple things Martin Luther King was going to have you think about back before he was sadly taken away from us. A couple things that Bobby Kennedy was going to have us think about when he became president, when he was sadly taken away. And a whole lot of stuff Ronald Reagan want us to forget about and just want us all to smoke crack. Okay? So, you know, we do our kids an injustice when we don't teach our children a couple of things. You know, God is good. You know, God is good, but you also have to teach, I think, and I try to teach my kids, and you know what, I call myself, I live a no-words-necessary life. I don't have to explain nothing, Because when you come over, when you with me, you see that I'm blessed. And it's not because I'm out there being a fool. It's not that I'm out there rejecting God. It's not that I'm out there being a fool. I'm relying on myself, and self-reliance is the number one key to get you straight to God, because when you rely on yourself, you're showing God that you trust him, because it's only you and God. When in the small and the big and the little scheme of things, when the world comes to end, when you're hurt, when you get paid, when you get sad, it typically only tends to be you and God. And so it's really important. I think it's much more important as our country evolves into this big racist ball of fire that is trying to evolve itself into, that black people don't rely on anybody but themselves to succeed. Don't rely on a job, because I don't have a job. I didn't have a job. You know, as soon as they decided, they didn't want me to have a job. And I decided, great, because I never wanted this stank-ass job anyway, because I believe I have the everything within me to do what I need to do to support me and to support my family, and I believe in God, and I believe that God is in me. So when Martin Luther King was killed, you know, he died. He got us free just being able to have civil rights. You know, the next thing, once you can be treated like a human being legally, is to get you up there financially with everybody else. And I think we do our kids an injustice if we only teach our children to go to school and get a job. I think we're really, you know, when I look at other race people, and I work all over the country, I do work all over the country, and I talk to all kind of people from everywhere, and I think we're the only race of people that is indigenous to us to just go get a job. Go get a job. This is America. This is the land of opportunity, but yet we going to get a job. So we cheat our kids when we don't teach them business principles. Teach them business. Don't teach them employment. Teach them to do something on a business level. You can sell anything in this country legally. You really can. And if you know what you want to do and you plan it correctly, God will bless it. Not to mention, God will bless it. If you have a plan and you trust in God to make it go right, God will bless it. And I used to say years ago, I said, you know what? Black people really need Jesus. Black people do need God. Other races of people may not think they do, but we do. You know, case in point, somewhere in North Carolina, in the South, where they feel still so damn racist, there's a big chain of stores that's like the dollar store, okay, owned by a family of people, owned for years, made millions and millions of dollars from, and they purposely put their stores in areas where it's black, poor black people. So basically, we go there, buy our shit, da-da-da-da-da. Came out last week that the son has been elected to some kind of economic council where he's in charge of the budget for that town for those poor black people. And that family that takes the money from those black people have invested so much money in legislation and passed laws that affect those black people, voting rights, everything that could adversely affect a poor black person. They've put their money, that money, mind you, that those black people are giving them by shopping at their stores. You know, that's the kind of shit that only black people gonna sit in this country and tolerate. I mean, when President Obama had a speech on immigration, he's the president, and a young little Mexican kid was yelling out, "My mama got took." How many of you scared black people would do that? Oh, no, I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to have the cops go get me. Because you're so weak. You just been in a position of weakness. You just love being there. I thank God for Martin Luther King. Oh, and my mother. And my mother. I thank God for my mother. Okay? Because I wouldn't be who I am. Like, oh, hell no attitude if it wasn't for my own mother. So for my mother, I'm doing this shit because I know my mother would be looking at the screen and saying, oh, hell no, baby. But we so dumb and so happy that we can go buy a widescreen TV, and Pastor Woody will say we can't do that. Pastor Woody will say we can't do that. That's against Jesus if we do that. He don't know nothing. He's screwing your young daughter in the back of the church. Trust me, I know. Okay? More freaking stuff goes on in them churches, boy. I tell you. Okay? Why you think people don't go to church? It ain't because church and God ain't good.
I think that much we can raise our hand and agree that God is most definitely good. So why don't people go to church more? Because the nigga running the church ain't real. So quit making him think he is. If he's not telling you that God is within you, and stay home a couple weekends and figure that out, then come back and tell me all about it, he ain't a real nigga.
Okay?
Excuse me. He's not real. All right? Life is much more than money. You can have all the money and everything else you want if you get your mind right. And black people, quit standing for everything. Jay-Z, oh, you know, the little boy got arrested. Why the hell he buying a $300 belt? See, that shows how dumb we are. His mama, okay, should have already had in his mind that that was dumb before he even went and bought it and got arrested for it. Okay, his mama should have said, boy, you ain't got $300 nothing, and you buying a belt. Okay, you walked from the store with the belt. You didn't get in the car and go. You walked from the store. That shows you you should be buying a car. Go buy a car. But you buying a belt and you walking from the store. Then get arrested. How dumb are we? We the only race of people. I'm tired of getting clowned. Tell Oprah to go somewhere and sit her ass down, spend her money, and do something that pleases God. Running around with Deepak. Okay, he know what's up. He helped his people. Now here you are. You like the Charles Barkley of bitches with nothing to do. Yeah, here you are on this team, that team, that team, up team, up a new team. Get on your team. It's that team in Chicago. Them broke down people in Chicago. Get on that team. Jesus, help us. So I just want to know if anybody want to help me. That's all. That's all. That's all. I got a little ding-ding every time somebody go to my website. Now I can now I can chat with them, but I've been scaring everybody I chat with. They go right off. I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't jump up so quick. Maybe Sally on the other website, when I go, I'm happy to see Sally's face. So, not Stacy. It's all good because God's blessing my business because, you know, it is because I do honor my parents so much, it is my vision, my dream to open something I'd like to call Screw a Ronald McDonald House, because Ronald McDonald killing you with their food, okay? We going to have Johnson House. And me and my kids talked about all different kind of facets. But, you know, my parents were the ultimate in raising kids. They didn't take no shit. They made you work for what you have, which is very important. You know, I give my kids stuff. They have it 30 hours. It's like they three. It's broke. And they the 20s. You know, my parents, the best thing my parents could have done for me is not leave me, or I don't know what they left the other one, but not to leave your kids shit when you die. Don't leave them nothing they ain't worked for, because they don't appreciate it. I got friends right now, man, fighting over shit they did not work for. You are fighting over something you didn't work. It's just so stupid to me. Don't give them shit. Don't give your kids nothing. Make them work for everything. I thank God for my parents. You know, giving your kids everything ain't the business. It's really not. Give it to yourself. Give it to God. And when you know who God is, you're going to be good. Now, let me see what else I was going to. Poor People's Campaign. That's what, you know, so Johnson House, you know, I'm not going to give nobody shit. I'm going to teach you how to do something. And that's what it's all about. This is Black People Business Wednesday. I got 90 seconds. It's all about black people. It's all about helping us do what's right for each other, for our culture, for our people, for in America. You know, I'm tired of being shit on in this country, and we made this country. Something's wrong about that. So I hope I'm not the only person that thinks that and willing to get up off my ass and put my money into it and do something. You know, I got a grandson. You know, I hope to have more. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want them to constantly grow up thinking they the shit of the country. Everybody else can do well, but they can't. That's bullshit, and it's only because we don't have any leadership, and our families ain't shit, so it's time for the next 50 years that we try to do something about it. Black People Business Wednesday on Friday. I love you. Check us out later, whenever. Keep in touch. Love, Doctor. Peace, love, and the American Black People Business Wednesday way. Love your family, and make sure you love me, because I love you, too. Bye.